A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Why do you speak to the crowd in parables?" He said to them in reply, "Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and that one will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what that one has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look but do not see, and hear but do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, 'You shall indeed hear but not understand. You shall indeed look but never see. Gross is the heart of this people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and be converted and I heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see and your ears because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see but did not see it, and to hear what you hear but did not hear it.'" The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why do you speak to the crowds in parables? As we hear this question put to Jesus, admit it. Do you too feel yourself, your whole body, leaning in just a bit closer to hear his answer? The minute they ask him the question, our eagerness towards belonging to the in-group of disciples arrives in our awareness front and center. At this moment, when Jesus is about to reveal why he does what he does, when he teaches like this, we need to know we are one of those he confides in. While the crowd is still trying to get to know him, we, disciples, are close enough to hold his confidences as he explains to us what is not deliberately clear to the others. What is revealed in this moment, in this passage, is Christ's judgment of our own trustworthiness as his disciple. In this moment of the leaning in, as Jesus takes in the breath before responding, there seems to be a conscious, deliberate, calculated confiding of information that he trusts in you, he trusts in me, enough to reveal the mysteries of God. To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of God. The knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven are given to you. We hear and understand. We look and we see. We hear him say as we lean in, "The secrets of the kingdom of heaven are yours because your heart is receptive. You can see. Because you hold the truth of what it means to do good, to love justice, to walk humbly with God, you can see with your eyes and you do hear with your ears." When you, as disciple, ask, "Where is the Lord?" it is not as an urgently uttered plea. Rather, it is as if the words are a kind of divining rod, finding mercy incarnate, present in the ones who are shredded by apathy and the social malaise of compassion fatigue. Your disciple eyes take the long, loving look at all reality. You see the violence of hatred and choose it not. You see the embarrassment of ridicule and derision of persons in prejudice and stop it in its tracks. You see the gap between the haves and the have-nots, and you work to close it because you understand with your heart, and your heart is being converted and healed. You, my disciple, you are the one that before I formed you in the womb, I called you. Before you were born, I dedicated you to speak truth. You are chosen by me. You did not choose me. I chose you to go and bear fruit. Yes, your eyes see, your ears hear. Now you must act on it. Because we do understand. Because our hearts are being converted and healed. And leaning in ever closer, we hear our Christ say, as my disciple, you are powerful, competent, able. I am already doing in you what I promised. You are becoming a new creation. Blessed are your eyes, because you see that you are connected to all persons, all things, just as I am connected to my God and your God. Blessed are your ears because they hear the cry of the poor, the song of the earth, the tears of the earth, the voice of the frightened. In this moment of leaning in, as we hear Jesus' intake of breath, there is this conscious, deliberate, and calculated confiding, and we know we are given the secrets of the kingdom of God, the knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of God, that the poor are rich, that those who mourn and are hungry are blessed and full, that the meek inherit, that the pure in heart actually see God face to face, and peacemakers are authentically sons and daughters of God. Yes, our eyes do see, our ears do hear. Now, we must act on what we see and hear, because when we hear and we understand, our hearts are full, not gross, and we must offer our hearts, our full hearts, to all those who thirst. For we have been formed by God's own hand in the womb and called, dedicated before birth to speak truth. We go now to bear fruit, fruit that will last, fruit from living the mysteries of the kingdom of God revealed in each action, choice, word, and thought. As our eyes that see and our ears that hear take a long, loving look as we lean in to listen to God's voice among us.